This is a report from a WSM member who took part in a Shell to Sea blockade of a Shell station in Douglas, Cork, in solidarity with the struggle in Rossport on Friday morning.
Well, at 7:30 this morning, the local Cork Shell to Sea campaign picked the Shell station Douglas, which is in the more Ross area in Cork. It's kind of, it's on the central commuting point into the city, so thousands pass by it every morning. I think this is the second or third time they did it. So on both ends of the garage, and picketed and blockaded the entrance. And in that period of about an hour, only many cars passed in. Two of those that passed in were quite aggressive and drove a picket, leading one person on top of the bonnet and drive to the forecourt, and then being quite aggressive when they got out. It happened with the van as well. So that was the main, I guess, archie aspect of it. Other than that, it was entirely peaceful. The guards arrived eventually after about an hour and a half. Guard cars, about nine guards, and they insisted that we engage in a walking picket, which was okay because there was no way to still maintain a blockade and put the car off if they wanted to come in. So we called it off at nine then. And I'd say like a couple of thousand commuters at least would have seen it. In that space time, only about four cars entered. Two of them being on the back of the guards, asking us to move aside. And it was quite an interesting dynamic. That even by complying with the guards, you could still make the pick. But it does the question of where legislation to prevent blockades and peaceful picketing is coming from. And it calls into question the level of resources the state would put in to policing such a picket, where you have a situation where there's maybe a handful of 12 people and nearly one guard a person, so they can stand over you and or tally with the law as an individual one-to-one, so they're basically supervising you walking up and down the pace. It was quite an effective action, and I think it's going to continue in court.